This is episode 52, and I'm Josh Newton. Welcome to the I'm Josh Newton show, where it is all about putting your potential into practice. Today, I want to talk about assessment tools and why you should take more than one. If you do a search on Google, you're going to find lots of different personality assessments. You'll also probably find a lot of different articles and blog posts and maybe even podcasts about people comparing and contrasting these different types of assessments and which one is better. But in my experience, and when I do coaching with people, I often have them take a lot of different assessments. And now when I say a lot, I really only mean 4 to 5, but it seems like a lot when most people want to take one assessment, get it done, spend like a half hour, and get everything they possibly can about themselves and really start to understand who they are. But the problem is all of these different assessments really are trying to assess different things. And in my opinion, humans are infinitely complex, and you're never going to find an assessment, just a single one, that gives you all the information it possibly can about who you are, how you're motivated, the natural tendencies and behaviors that you have. All of those things are going to come from very different assessments, and a lot of them have different places, also depending on whether you're trying to just understand who you are or really understand your fit for a specific role. A couple episodes ago, I talked about how I used an assessment called Fascinate to really understand a specific mismatch that I had between myself and an organization, and in particular, the brand and the market-facing aspect of that organization. So Fascinate is a great example of a tool that I think gives you a glimpse into an overall idea around your DNA and how you're hardwired. I think it also gives you an interesting look into your leadership style, because I can tie a lot of what I see in my Fascinate profile to, in general, how I like to lead, how I like to affect a situation, and how I'd like to see a company move forward. Then there are assessments that I think really get into the behavioral side of things in a more tactical level. These are going to be things like PI, Predictive Index, or DISC, who actually start to look at your behaviors and your motivating needs. And these are the types of things that really determine whether you're a good fit for a specific role or not, or they start to assess your fit for the behavioral requirements of a specific role. On the personality side of things, I also really like some of the Myers-Briggs type tests, and in particular, one called 16 Personalities. And so you can find that at 16personalities.com. It's a free assessment. They give you some decent results and overview. And what I found is there's some stuff in my results from that assessment that I've always tried to find in other assessments. Not that there were particular results I was trying to find, but there are things I knew about myself that I wasn't quite able to pinpoint in other assessments, and this one was actually able to explain a certain number of things about me that were really interesting and were a much different take on some of the results that I've had from other assessments. Another one that I think starts to get into your natural abilities as a person is StrengthFinders. Now, this one's interesting because you can pay, I think it's like $20 now, and get your top 5 results, which will give you kind of a flyby of some of the most important or most significant aspects of what this assessment can uncover. But then you could also pay, I think, another $75-ish to unlock your full 34. And so StrengthFinders actually has these 34 different, what they call strengths, and they'll actually rank them 1 through 34, and you can get some really interesting insight, not just into the top maybe 5, 10, or 15 that are a major aspect of who you are, but you could also look at the bottom 10 to 15 and look at the ones that might be a major blind spot for you and the ones you want to see in other people that you surround yourself with. There are a lot of great assessments out there, and I think if you're just embarking on this journey, or if maybe you've taken one of these or maybe two of them, but you're still trying to figure out some things about yourself, I would highly encourage you to take almost as many assessments as you possibly can, because you're going to, I think, pull something unique and interesting out of each one of those. And I think it also starts to give you a glimpse into how significant some of your personality or hardwiring is. And not significant as in you can have stuff that's not significant and you're not important, but some people tend to take a lot of these assessments and they say a lot of the same things about them. That probably means that you have a personality and you have a hardwiring that's pretty strong. And so it's showing up the same or very similar across all of these different assessments. Somebody else might take some of these and there's going to be little differences in them. And that's okay too, but that's lending itself to a personality that's not quite as strong, a hardwiring that's not quite as strong. And so you might be a little bit more of a chameleon and you might be able to blend in a bit more to different circumstances. Another thing I would encourage you to do is find somebody who knows a decent amount about different assessments and have them walk through each one of these assessments with you and pull out the unique pieces from each one of them and also look at the overlapping aspects of each one. It's really great to read through the results and not necessarily know what that means, but if you can find somebody who's maybe like a career counselor or an executive coach or something like that who understands these different types of assessments, that can really help you having that personal connection in understanding some of your natural abilities and traits and how that might play out in your workplace, in your relationships. There's lots of different places where this can be really interesting, so that can be extremely helpful. As always, I would love to hear from you. If you're listening to this on Anchor, you can give me a call in or leave me a comment. If you're listening to it anywhere else, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram under I'm Josh Newton. And if you're enjoying the show and you haven't already, go to your favorite podcast listening app and subscribe and leave me a review. You can give me 5 stars, 4 stars, whatever you think I deserve. But the more reviews that we get, the easier it'll be for other people to find this content and be able to put their potential into practice.